The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed do not represent the views of management or those of Clear Channel Worldwide.
Hi, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour. We're here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m., and we'll be covering a wide range of subjects on health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. For the next hour, we're going to cover several subjects. We'll start out with the nutrient of the day. I'll give you some information and see if you can guess which nutrient I'm speaking of. We will also have a guest, Syed Asif, who is with Pathways of Village Green, and he's going to talk to us about custom compounding. So we have a lot of good information coming up. And as always, I'll have useful tips and green tips and information. So let's start with the nutrient of the day. First of all, it's an antioxidant. It's very important to lungs and epithelial tissues. That's like your skin and your mucous membranes. And it converts to another vitamin with which it is always associated. And this is, should be getting very easy. Low levels have a negative effect on immunity, on vision, another hint, and lung health. And the biggest hint is it is associated and found in carrots. So we're talking about beta carotene found in yellow and orange vegetables and sea vegetables. There's even some carotenoids in eggs. Now, a little bit about it. People consider A and beta carotene the same. Beta carotene splits to become vitamin A. If your body has enough vitamin A, then the split does not occur. So you cannot get toxic vitamin A from beta-carotene. But what you can get is very yellow. And if you look at the palms of your hands, if you see a little bit of yellow, yellow-orange, that's healthy. If your palms are very pale, then you probably don't have enough of the carotenoids, especially beta-carotene, in the diet. It's enhanced by bile acid, by fatty acids, by vitamin E, vitamin C, zinc, and thyroid function. A little bit more about it. Generally, the therapeutic ranges are anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 IUs or more. And what is very confusing is that when you read a label for a supplement, it may say vitamin A and give 5,000 IUs. And some people will worry and say, but I don't think I'm supposed to be taking that much A. You have to read further. It will usually differentiate and explain that 50% of the vitamin A is beta carotene. So we don't have the worries with beta carotene that we do with vitamin A. So enjoy yellow and orange vegetables and sea vegetables. And now I'm going to turn to our guest of the evening, Syed Asif. And he his training is as an MD, and he works with Pathways of Village Green in the compounding department. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dana.
He likes to go by Asif, so if you don't mind, I will call you Asif.
Thank you.
Now, a little bit about compounding. It might be new, a new thought to some of you, but this is what pharmacists really were trained to do, which is to make medicines and compound them. And today we're used to the pharmacist just counting out pills from one large bottle to a small bottle and handing it to the patient. But at Village Green Pathways Division, they are real pharmacists. And compounding is something that compounding pharmacists do. They put together prescriptions. They use supplements, medicines, fillers, coloring agents. And they make whatever it is the doctor prescribes. And it is by prescription that compounding's done. If it is a non-medical, non-medicine compound, that can be recommended by dietitians, nutritionists, and other healthcare providers. But if it is a medication, it has to be prescribed by a licensed physician. And the DEA actually permits and regulates and inspects any facilities with controlled substance permits. The FDA does not have any jurisdiction over pharmacies. So I'm filling you in a little bit on what a compounding pharmacy is. And all pharmacies are regulated and inspected annually by their state boards of pharmacies. And a compounding pharmacist have special expertise in formulating medications and changing routes of administration. And the whole reason for compounding is for the patient's comfort, in the best interest of the patient, the best delivery system. So I'm going to ask you, Asif, tell us a little bit about what's different about a compounding pharmacy than a regular pharmacy.
Well, thank you, Dana. First of all, I would like to add a little more to what you just said in reference to compounding, that yes, it is supposed to be prepared on a nutritionist or a physician's order, just like a regular prescription. And there are a lot of advantages in compounding. Number one, first of all, there is it has been checked under a trained pharmacist with current knowledge. There is an extensive inventory of medication, supplement, herbs, capsules, and flavoring agents that that is used by the compounding pharmacies. Pharmacists are permitted to use any chemical with a USP designation or an FDA-approved drugs and supplement. Now, some more things that I would add to it is, first of all, compounding simplify a nutritional program according to a tailor-made need, reducing the number of capsules as needed on a daily basis. Typically, I would also mention that it is cost-effective. It will also eliminate non-natural fillers or binders or colors or dyes or any kind of preservatives.
Well, and that's a huge advantage. And many, many patients have sensitivities, and the typical medication may have additives, coloring, to which the person reacts. I'll give an example of an additive that we see a lot of reactions to is magnesium stearate. And that is very common in over-the-counter preparations and in prescription preparations. So what's a patient to do if they can't take the medicine they need simply because there's an additive that really has nothing to do with the value of the antibiotic or antidepressant, anti-inflammatory?
That is correct.
One of the other, some of the other things, and we'll try to cover a lot of information tonight, is the ability to adjust the dose. Tell us a little bit about that need and why compounding helps there.
If a doctor call in a prescription, what we could do is we could make it into a specific strength for a prescription that the doctor is requesting, without adding any filler or binder or color. And but it sure would need a prescription, but we can make it up any strength that the doctor requests us.
And Asif, as you probably know, when I'm taking a history on a patient and they will speak about trying to cut up a pill and their doctor said they can't get it in the lower dose and they're having problems figuring it out, evidently not only patients are unaware that compounding's possible, it seems like a lot of professionals are unaware that they can have this compounded. If it comes in 100 milligrams typically and they need 22.5 milligrams, you all can compound that.
That is absolutely correct. And in adding to that, I can tell you that we could make into any strength, just like what you said, whether it's 22.5 or whether it's 3 milligram or 3 microgram, we can go as low as 1 microgram if need be.
And that's low.
That is extremely low.
Just as a point of information for our listeners, 1,000 micrograms is 1 milligram, and 1,000 milligrams is 1 gram. And just to give you a concept, if people need 1,000 milligrams of calcium, that's a gram.
That's
a lot of material. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And I know that working with patients, a lot of my patients have allergies, sensitivities, and I see a lot of patients also on the autism spectrum. and they have significant needs for specific nutrients, and we're trying to give them those nutrients in a form that doesn't have a lot of filler and binder. And they also have difficulties with the delivery system.
Right.
Some can only handle liquids or powders. We can do chewables. So as far as we're concerned, compounding pharmacies, particularly your pharmacy that we work with so well, is just not replaceable for helping our special patients.
Absolutely true. We are pretty unique in what we do at our pharmacy. Just like what Dana said, we do liquids. We do suppositories, if need be, for kids that has problem taking it orally. We do troches, that is under the tongue. We do capsules. We do powders. And we can make it into a liquid with any type of flavor that you would like. We have various flavors, black cherry, orange, pineapple, vanilla, chocolate, any kind of natural flavors, and any strength.
What I'd like to do is talk more about this in the next segment. We're going to take a break. We've got a lot more information from Asif. This is Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great-tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. I'm Dana Lake, and we have been talking with Asif from Pathways of Village Green. He's part of the compounding department there. And we've been talking about compounding vitamins, medicines, minerals, substances that are delivered in capsules, troches. We talked about, lozenges, liquids, in many different kinds of formats. And it's for the convenience of the patient. So if a patient's sensitive to certain additives or coloring that are in medicines, Pathways of Village Green can actually compound that pure medication without a harmful filler. And since I mentioned fillers, first of all, talk to us a little bit, Asif, about the different sizes of capsules, and then let's talk about the fillers.
We have four different sizes of capsules. We have a number four size, which is the smallest size capsule that is available that we carry. And the highest or the largest size capsule is a 00. The smallest size capsule pretty much takes about between 100 milligram to 150 milligram of powder. Now, there are times when the active ingredient is small and it's a tiny amount. We do need a filler in that case. We'll go over it a little bit, once we explain about the capsules. Now, there are two kinds of capsule that we carry. There is a vegetarian capsule and a gelatin capsule. The vegetarian capsules are specifically for people who have issues with gelatin because sometimes the gelatin, the source is from pork, and some people have issues with that. They have
right. They
have pork allergies. Other than that, I mean, most of the time, if people don't have no problem, we could use gelatin capsule as a regular source, you know. Now, on the fillers, since you mentioned filler, in most cases, the filler that we use is gelatin powder. And the reason is because since the capsules are also made out of gelatin, we normally use gelatin as a powder used as a filler in the capsule.
If they're safe with the gelatin capsules,
if they're safe with the capsule,
they're safe with that filler.
Exactly. Now, if there is an issue with gelatin itself, and people have issues with it, they have allergies, or they don't want to use it because of religious reasons or whatever.
Or they're vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Then there are other things that we could use as fillers. We could use rice flour. We could use cellulose if there is no issues with that. We could use calcium. We could use magnesium, for example. So there are other minerals that we could add to it.
Right, and sometimes it's nice. I know I've done that with some of the compounds, used vitamin C as a filler.
That is correct.
Knowing an approximate range of what that will mean. And what that means is you have to work with the pharmacist individually. Anybody who is interested in compounding, any professional or patient, the pharmacist really helps and guides people along. We talked a little bit about some of the sweeteners and flavors. Chocolate certainly helps to hide bitter. And I know what you all do me a favor when I am putting something together for children and the parent is saying, oh, my son can detect any taste. You give me information on the taste of the compound, how a given nutrient tastes. Is it bitter? Is it salty? Is it sweet? And that helps a lot for a practitioner such as myself in designing a liquid or powder or capsule for a patient.
Now, in addition to what you just mentioned about the sweeteners, I just wanted to let you know the flavors that we have, they are natural flavors. They're not very sweet by themselves. So we have to add a sweetener. And in most cases, we recommend stevia, which is a natural sweetener.
Excellent.
We do use sucrose on a regular basis, but if somebody has an issue with the amount of sugar that they can take, then we add stevia as a natural sweetener. We can also add xylitol if there is no problem with that, which is also used as a sweetener nowadays. So there are, and sometimes some people prefer what is also known as another product that we use, which is called agave nectar.
Yes. Yes.
Or that, agave nectar.
The agave nectar is wonderful. We use it in cooking, and it's a nice natural sweetener.
Exactly.
Another population that we need to mention is the elderly. Many of them have problems in being able to swallow a capsule, may have what's called dysphagia, problems swallowing. Mm-hmm. So compounding supplements works very well. Also, what you all compound that I wanted you to mention are the transdermals.
That is correct.
I know we use these for
that
the children.
Correct.
If we can't get it in the mouth,
right.
then we rub it on the skin. So tell us a little bit about those.
Yes, we do use different kind of transdermal creams in different bases. There is a water-soluble base that we use. There is a fat-soluble base that we use. We have certain lipodermal creams that we use. sometime, if there is no issues, we can use vanishing cream. If it is okay with the person and there is no allergies issues with it, there is many kind of bases that we use. VersaBase we use on a regular basis. Emollient cream we use on a regular basis.
And my understanding is that some substances we really want to get in the system, and so the absorption, the base helps with the absorption, and others are just meant to be on the skin.
Absolutely
at skin
true.
Depth.
Absolutely true. So the two most commonly that we use is the emollient cream and the VersaBase, which is better absorbed.
Yes. Well, I learned a lot just talking to you about this, and yet I've spent years working with compounding substances for patients, and it's nice to learn more about it. The other issue is liquid formulations, strained versus filtered. Tell us a little bit about that.
There are two issues with in reference to those two, the strain as opposed to the filtration or a filtered liquid. What happens when we filter the liquid, we do lose certain amount of vitamins and minerals from the actual liquid formula. If there is no issues with the person that is taking it, if it is a kid, no issues with a strain formula, we prefer to make it as in a strain formula as opposed to making it into a filtered, you know, vitamin formulation, depending upon each individual's choice. If there is no issues with the strain, we would prefer to do it as a strain formula.
Right, because you retain more potency.
Most of the vitamins and minerals in it.
And this is what's important for actually parents to know with children.
That is
correct. As to why the solution might be very thick.
That is correct. That is correct.
And supplements, I know that when we have supplements made up, many times there are children and adults who need a variety of supplements based on laboratory work. They might need some chromium, zinc, a little bit of vitamin A, a little bit of B vitamin, a little bit of biotin. And rather than send them out to purchase all of these separately, because each one has fillers,
right,
it is much more efficient and less capsules
that
to swallow if we do the compounding.
That is correct.
But we get into trouble with things like calcium and magnesium and phosphorus, potassium, chloride, not so much chloride, as to trying to get the right amount in a capsule. And talk to us a little bit about what we call elemental levels.
Okay. Just to give you a little example or a few examples in reference to that. For example, calcium citrate. If we use calcium citrate is a combination of calcium and citric acid. Unfortunately, the minerals in nature occurs in combined or binded with something else. So in this case, is calcium citrate. If we use calcium citrate, for example, 100 milligram, we have to use a little over 400 milligram of calcium citrate powder to provide 100 milligram of calcium.
And this is a very important thing for our listeners to understand. When they read a label, what you're looking for is the elemental amount. And calcium, the minerals just don't exist alone. You just don't have calcium. They are complexed, which
is correct.
What you just mentioned, yes. Asif. And therefore, you're stuck that you take a compound. And if you're trying to get 1,000 milligrams of calcium with magnesium and D, it's not going to happen in
one capsule
or two or three.
That is absolutely true.
If somebody says I'm taking one capsule and it has 1,000 milligrams, I know they've misread the label.
That is absolutely true.
And when they read the label, whether it's over the counter or from your pharmacy, that label will say 4 capsules is the dose.
Right.
Well, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk about this subject, and we'll also have some helpful hints and tidbits. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. Please stay with us. We will be back.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. They still take the time to know their customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, they have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give them a call at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary.
Question. How's your back? Your knees?
Ow.
Your neck? Bigger question. How are you responding to inflammation? In the past, there weren't many natural options for managing inflammation in a healthy manner. But now there's Zyflamed from New Chapter, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation. Zyflamed is a patented herbal therapeutic that leverages the natural inflammation modulating properties of traditional herbs like turmeric, ginger, and holy basil. Zyflamed is clinically tested, doctor recommended, and is now being studied by many of America's leading medical institutions. So the next time somebody asks, "How's your back?" just answer Zyflamed, the number one selling all-natural herbal formulation for inflammation.
Broccoli, asparagus, blueberries, Brussels sprouts. If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. Twin Lab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from Twin Lab, the most trusted name in vitamins. Twin Lab vitamins are available at all Better Health and natural food stores.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. These revolutionary pearls aid digestion, support a healthy immune system, and are perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus.
There's a special place here in our area that has a wealth of knowledge, experience, and products like no other. It's Village Green Apothecary, where people who really care about their health can get the help and products they need. Whether it's a hard-to-find nutritional supplement or a specially compounded prescription, you'll find that they have the expertise you need, plus the kind of attention and product selection those mass-market drugstores just can't deliver. Visit Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living. And we are sponsored by Village Green. We're going to continue our conversation about compounding, but I had a few tips on salt and pepper. I try to throw in this information of different uses for some of the foods and things we find in our kitchen. And I'd like to remind you that salt is not always bad. In fact, those with low blood pressure and dizziness upon standing may just need the nutrient sodium chloride. Yep, it's a nutrient. Not talking about preservatives, I'm talking about salt, particularly sea salt without aluminum in it, just natural sea salt. It actually supports healthy adrenal function, but it has other functions. It takes the smell of onions from your hands, so you just wet your hands, put a little salt in the palm of your hands, rub them together, and you get rid of the onion smell. You can also sprinkle salt on your carpet or bed area and put it in the vacuum to kill fleas. Now, this is brand new, but if you've got fleas, salt's a good remedy. And the next time you spill oil in the kitchen or drop an egg on the floor, pour a pile of salt on it, and it actually absorbs the oily mess, and all you have to do is sweep it or wipe it up very quickly.
Oh, that is a great information, Dana.
It really is. And pepper. I had no idea that there were other uses for pepper, other than pepper spray, perhaps.
Right.
But you can carry pepper with you, and if you have a cut, you can put the pepper in there, and it stops bleeding from small cuts, and it doesn't burn. Now, I have not tried this. I have been told this. So all you men out there that have shaving cuts, you might want to give it a try. And this is an odd one. If you have a radiator, and you have a radiator leak, you can add pepper to the water in the radiator, and the little grains of pepper will block the leak. It's only a temporary fix, but it's a very good temporary fix.
Well, that's a great news for me.
So those are some tidbits. Now let's get back to some of the compounding information. And actually, it's information about nutrients that it's important to know whether you compound or not. We were talking about elemental amounts. For instance, calcium citrate is very well absorbed. And its elemental amount, for instance, if you have 1,000 milligrams of calcium citrate, it's only 24% calcium, so you would only get 240 milligrams. And for some people, citrate is better absorbed. And
that
there
is
this ongoing controversy about what is better absorbed, carbonate, citrate, gluconate, glycinates, lysinates, hydroxyapatite.
Right.
And the studies do vary. Calcium carbonate is the most common one, and 1,000 milligrams of carbonate will give you about 400 milligrams of calcium. So a lot of people say, why not use it? But it is not always the best absorbed. It's an alkalizer, and you may not absorb it, especially if you have poor stomach acid and are taking an antacid.
That is correct.
To make the system.
That is correct. Well, just to add a little bit to what Dana just mentioned, in reference to the calcium carbonate, that is absolutely true. In Tums, that's what you have. You have calcium carbonate. And in reference to calcium hydroxyapatite, I just wanted to mention one thing to you. A lot of people are not aware of it. The source of calcium hydroxyapatite is more of like an animal source. So people who have issues and they are vegetarian, they should be careful in using a calcium hydroxyapatite.
Right. It's from organic bone, and
it
it's
is from
specially
the bones, yes.
Prepared.
That is correct. But it is from the bones.
Yes.
So I just want to let you know that some people, you know, because they're vegetarian and they don't want to have anything from an animal source,
right,
they should be careful about that.
Thank you for that reminder. And there are some studies recently that showed when women take calcium and D, it doesn't benefit them with regard to osteoporosis. There was a subset that benefited, but in general not. And my question is, number one, were they using a poorly absorbed version? And number two, they don't have magnesium, another mineral that takes a lot of room, and that is why it takes so many capsules or powder or liquid to
that
get it
correct.
In.
That is absolutely true. Along with that, in addition to what you just said, vitamin D, along with calcium and magnesium, and also there is a study which I read a year ago or so, that also said there are certain other minerals that work synergistically with calcium and magnesium and vitamin D to be absorbed for osteoporosis, specifically strontium.
Yes.
And now there are certain doctors that have started prescribing it. There is a couple of companies that are making it at a high level. I am not sure if it is worth trying it or not. I mean, each individual has to look into it, but I have seen strontium citrate being prepared at like 500 milligram, and that's the part I'm a little scared on that because it is a trace mineral, and it's sort of a scary deal.
That's a hefty amount. It is commonly in a lot of the compounds that are bone support, and just like Pathways carries CalMag plus vegetarian.
That is correct.
Okay, which
that
has...
Which is the aspartic acid in
that's
it, which
right.
is calcium aspartate.
That's
and
right.
magnesium aspartate.
And they also carry CalMag plus that is not vegetarian.
Which is called Bone Guardian.
Right.
And that's calcium hydroxyapatite.
Excellent, excellent.
So that is the animal source.
And we try to differentiate, and I know you all at Village Green educate patients about that. So those were a few clinical pearls. Let's talk about other uses. Explain, Asif, the need for bioidentical hormones and the compounding of bioidentical hormones.
Yes, bioidentical hormone, as a matter of fact, just to give you a little input on that, there is a whole lot of scary deal that is going around, and a lot of the women get scared when they hear about it because for some reason, it is considered to be cancer-causing and sort of which brings in nervousness among women. Just to let you know a little difference between what we do as opposed to what is available in the market, our compounding pharmacy uses what is known as a plant drive, estrogens, progesterone, testosterone, in reference to a synthetic version. The advantages so far that we think that there is, because first of all, there is not a whole lot of study been done in reference to the plant source estrogens. But the advantages that you have, one size fits all, which is the synthetic version of the drugs like Prempro or some of the
Correct.
Other drugs. And in this case, you could be specifically prescribed a certain amount after you have been tested to whatever amount of estrogens you would need or whatever amount of progesterone you would need. In reference to that, I wanted to bring in a little more info. Most of the time, women go to a doctor, they do a blood work, and they do the testing for the estrogens or progesterone or the testosterone. And once they find out whatever the levels are, they prescribe a medication for it. There is a new test that has been available now through us. It is called ZRT, saliva test. Now, the ZRT basically provide the testing. We do not. We have the kits that the ZRT has provided us.
Mm-hmm.
We provide the patients of no charge. The patient has to send the ZRT test or the test tubes to the ZRT lab. There is definitely a charge for each test that they perform. Now, the test, what they do, they specifically test each hormone. For example, there are three different type of hormone estrogens, which is estrone, estradiol, and estriol, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, cortisol. They could perform each test for you, depending upon what the doctor is requesting and also the symptoms that you are having.
Yes.
Now, when they do that test, for each test, there is a charge, which probably runs from like $35 to $40, and I'm not sure, but once the person gets the ZRT kit, they can call the ZRT lab directly, and they will probably get that info. There are two tubes, or I could say there are three versions of the saliva test. Most of the patients only use one test tube. It will provide with pretty much with all the tests that you need, all the three estrogens, the progesterone, the testosterone, the cortisol. Now, if the doctor feels that there is an extra need for a cortisol testing at different time of the day, there is a separate kit for that, where there are things like two tubes or three tubes that has been provided.
Right,
in that
morning, day. Noon,
exactly,
afternoon,
just
evening.
To be sure as to what the cortisol level is at that time. And so pretty much, you know, ask your doctors, and if you need any help in reference to who can prescribe those, you know, medication, call us, and we could give you the names of the doctors who are into prescribing alternative medicine, who's prescribing all these estrogen, progesterone.
And that is the most helpful way to do it, because your doctors have allowed themselves to be known. And when patients want to have bioidentical, and when we say bioidentical, we're talking about derived from yams, as you mentioned, Asif, and then made into the exact molecular substance that's in the body. Whereas you mentioned Premarin is pregnant mare's urine, and
correct.
It is a form of estrogen that is up to 40 times as cancer promoting as natural estrogen, and then progesterone as progestin.
That is correct.
Okay, is artificial, and it too has a promotion effect for cancer. So when we talk about bioidentical women that need or want to have hormone replacement therapy in the bioidentical form, just like their own molecules, can have them compounded, and physicians, gynecologists who want to prescribe those can do so with your help.
That is correct.
We're going to take another break, and we'll come back for our last segment. And at the last segment, we'll have some green tips as well and more tidbits and hints. And just wanted to remind you that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, sponsored by Village Green Apothecary. And you can go on the Village Green site, myvillagegreen.com, and access any of the archives of our shows. And you can also listen live to the show no matter where you are. So I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be back for the last segment shortly.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.
There's a special place here in our area that has a wealth of knowledge, experience, and products like no other. It's Village Green Apothecary, where people who really care about their health can get the help and products they need. Whether it's a hard-to-find nutritional supplement or a specially compounded prescription, you'll find that they have the expertise you need, plus the kind of attention and product selection those mass-market drugstores just can't deliver. Visit Village Green at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Zymogen has over 25 years of experience in providing quality professional supplements to healthcare practitioners. As an independent health sciences company, Zymogen has introduced numerous innovations to the functional medicine community. Each formula is researched and developed based on the overwhelming demands of our customers. The Zymogen name represents quality, innovation, and exclusivity. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland for our full line of products.
The benefits of omega-3 fish oils are undeniable, but do they all taste fishy? Nordic Naturals is the leading brand of omega-3 fish oils, and due to their unsurpassed freshness, unparalleled purity, and guaranteed great taste, Nordic Naturals nitrogen processing technology provides omega-3 fish oils guaranteed free of fishy taste and smell. To truly benefit from omega-3 fish oils, you need to take them every day. More consumers choose Nordic Naturals great-tasting omega oils because you can. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often, poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com, J-A-R-R-O-W, for the best in probiotic supplements.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of Radiant Health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Progressive Talk 1260.
Hi, this is Dana Lake. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, sponsored by Village Green. We're going to finish the segment, the segments that we've had on compounding, with a few comments. And there are unique kinds of drugs, medicines, that can be used to be compounded. Tell them about the Meniere's syndrome.
Yes, Dana, I would like to mention something that a lot of the doctors started prescribing it, which is the drug is called beta-histine, and it is used for Meniere's disease, people who have issues with ringing in the ears and certain issues with the dizziness. And it seems like that patients are getting good results with it. There are a few other things that I would like to bring it to the attention is 4-aminopyridine, which is one of the potassium channel blocker drug, and the doctors have been using for quite some time. As a matter of fact, there is many doctors that are on the list now that prescribes it for a MS patients, and it's been prescribed for the last 15 years or so, and it seems like the people are getting results with it. Again, there are many things that I can name in reference to the drug compounding. There is a low-dose naltrexone, which is an opioid antagonist that doctors are using. Wilson's disease, some doctors are using T3 for Wilson's disease, which is a thyroid, for mm-hmm. the thyroid function. So there are many things that we could compound depending upon what the doctors would like to prescribe. And as I said, it's the convenience of whatever strength that the doctor would like to prescribe.
Well, and when you mentioned low-dose naltrexone, that is a treatment for a subset of autism children. And I want to thank you for being here on the show, Asif. You've given us a lot of information, and I'm going to spin off onto our Autism Corner. Most people are aware that there was a very important case that occurred on February 25th, 2008. And it's interesting because after years of insisting that there's no evidence to link vaccines with the onset of autism spectrum disorder, the U.S. government has quietly conceded a vaccine autism case in the Court of Federal Claims. And this is an unprecedented concession, and it was filed November 9th, and it was originally sealed to protect the plaintiff's identity. However, the little girl has been identified, and there's been quite a bit of discussion about it. And the caveat here is that the little girl that had nine vaccines at one time, she went in to have a vaccine. She was behind, so they caught up and gave an extra vaccine, and she cascaded into autism spectrum. And she was evaluated through Kennedy Krieger. She was a very well-documented case. Right. And in this case, they did concede that the amount of vaccines delivered to this child exceeded the mercury safe limit, and it affected her. But why didn't all children that have this happen have an autism problem or cascade into autism? And the differences here need to be brought out. If you ask, do vaccines cause autism, I'll tell you no, but that's the wrong question.
Right.
But do vaccines and the components in vaccines, how they're given, under what circumstances they're given, the frequency with which they're given, have a profound influence on the development of a multiplicity of developmental delays, including autism, in certain susceptible people?
Right,
the
right.
answer is yes. And so in this case, they're claiming that you really can't say the vaccines were connected with autism because she was found to have a mitochondrial dysfunction. However, perhaps those are the individuals who react poorly, and we need to find a way of identifying which children are going to be at risk and which children should be on a safer vaccine schedule, or perhaps all of our children need to be on a safe vaccine schedule. Of interest, this issue is a hot topic, and I'm always reminding people that just a year ago, April 19th, 2007, Dr. Larry Needham, the chief of the Organic Analytical Toxicology Branch of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, announced to the United States National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine that thimerosal, which is the mercury preservative in vaccines, was among the chemicals linked to autism. And they asked to have it placed on the list. I think that is very significant. And then on the heels of that announcement is this particular case. I will say that autism, we're unlikely to find one cause. But in the studies, what is being found are inefficiencies in methylation and sulfation, which affect how we handle toxic metals.
Right.
And as more and more children with autism and their families are getting tested, we're finding out some commonalities that render them susceptible. We talked last week about fluoride, which is a neurotoxin and has neurotoxic neurodevelopmental effects. That has now come to light and is being researched. So we have a chemical soup that we're exposed to, and that our children, each generation coming into the world and the next generation, picking up those changes and passing them along. So we can't look at just one issue. I also wanted to give you some information. My green tip for the night is go to villagegreen.com and note that they have teamed up with Native Energy, and you can choose clean energy. You can go on the site and you can choose cool watts. You can find a way to reduce your carbon footprint. And what is a carbon footprint? A carbon footprint is how much carbon dioxide you put out in the atmosphere personally, by what you eat. Do you eat local or distant foods? By the electricity you use, by the car you drive. That's your footprint. And the effort in the green movement is to reduce that footprint. Let me give you some examples of cars, for example. We have talked about getting a hybrid car, not driving when possible, walking, biking, taking metro. But if you have a small car or a hybrid, it uses up 3 tons of carbon dioxide. A medium car will use up 6 tons of carbon dioxide. An SUV truck is 8 tons of carbon dioxide. Home heating is 4 tons. Home electricity use is 8 tons. And home heat and electricity use together, 12 tons of carbon dioxide. Now, you can go on the Village Green site, myvillagegreen.com, and you can go in under the green section, go green with us, they're advertising, and you can go to the calculator and put in your information and find out, first of all, what your carbon footprint is, and second of all, what you can do about it. I can tell you something else you can do. Native Energy has something called Nalgene bottles, and it's reduce, reuse, and offset. And you can reduce your carbon footprint and step towards sustainability with the reduce, reuse, offset water bottle. And when you pay $25, you get some energy credits, carbon offsets, and you get this reduce, reuse, and offset bottle. So you can reuse it. It's a very attractive color of green. I think you'll be pleased. I have a few more tidbits for you in the line of ways we can use foods that are quite different. Cinnamon works for repelling ants, and this was an unusual one. If you find where they're coming in, just sprinkle the cinnamon on the trail and they will not go over it. And isn't that a non-toxic, natural way? I love it, as if to you.
That is great.
And baking soda. Baking soda has so many uses. It's nice as part of a bath. Epsom salt and baking soda.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful, what we call detox bath.
Right.
Pickle juice. If you burn yourself while cooking, or if you get burned while working at a fast food restaurant, which I hope you're not working at, or even sunburned, pickle juice works. Soak a rag in pickle juice and lay the rag on the burn. It's just a helpful hint.
Well, that's a great news.
It is. Another odd one was peanut butter. Peanut butter has other uses. It's great for removing crayon off of wallpaper, and it won't fade the color. And if you place a small amount of peanut butter on a boil that won't come to a head and cover it with a Band-Aid overnight, it should be raised by morning. That's
great.
Whoever knew you could use it on your face. So we've given you a lot of tips and tidbits, hints, and talked to you about going green. And we hope that you will go green and that you will start looking at Village Green's green site and get some ideas so that you can go green with them. I just want to thank our listeners for tuning in and remind you that you can get these archives by going on myvillagegreen.com. And I want to thank you, Asif, for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dana.
It was very interesting, and we hope to have you back in the future. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good luck, good health, and good evening.
You're listening to Progressive Talk 1260.